This week, I met Pastor Bobby Natividad from Sacramento, California, a man that died and went to heaven.
I will start by saying I was doing a mission in Mexico at that time. On my way back, I didn't know that around Arizona, as well as in San Joaquin Valley, that is in California, they were doing diggings. And during that time of the year, the particular deadly thing called valley fever is being exposed. It's hidden under the earth, but it becomes unearthed and becomes airborne during that time of the year, November to be exact. And we were passing by. But the miracle of that is, or the peculiarity of the whole situation is that of the 21 people that went, I was the only one who contracted it. So prior to that, the Lord has given me a vision that he was inviting me to go to heaven. And he came almost like a very familiar person who's in charge of the whole place. We were on the peak of the mountain, and yet there was a sudden rush of water because of the torrential rain, and the whole place flooded. But as quickly as the place got flooded, the flood actually left also. And it concerned me because where I was standing right beside it was, I was informed by the old man who was in charge of the place, was my place. And I saw the whole place flooded, but there was not even a drop of water, or you couldn't see any wetness at all inside or at the bottom of the house or inside the house. And that puzzled me. And when I asked the old man, he said, "That house is yours." And that's when I said to him, "Could I have another one?" And he said, "I was just waiting for you." He extended his hand to me in a supernatural way, like one of those sci-fi things that you would see. The hand became big. And yet when I grabbed his hand, I could contain it in my hand. And he said something significant to me, which was, "Come up with me." Now, when that dream was actually, which was very disturbing at that time, interpreted for me, the person who interpreted this, who highly recognized and respected person when it comes to dream interpretation, said, "This is not a good one." But she later on told me that she was hesitating to tell me that I was going to die. The whole saga began when I couldn't breathe anymore, and I thought I was just contracting double pneumonia. It didn't disturb me so much because, you know, nowadays double pneumonia is curable. But I started getting worse, and that it alarmed all the doctors. They informed my family that, just to make the long story short, that I only had a few hours to live. And both lungs were totally covered by valley fever. That's what it is called. And all my other organs were being affected already. And to be exact, there were, of the 2.5 months that I was in a coma, I believe my family was called in 3 times to say goodbye. Anyway, when I was in heaven, I went through a grand tour of it. I only met 3 people. They're human beings, and they were my dad and my 2 aunts. And the rest of the things that I've seen were just supernatural things, you know, that God showed me. Some things, in fact, there was a certain stage of my trip there that God told me, 80% of which I could not talk about or reveal to people when Jesus was telling me to return to my body. He, with begging eyes, was telling me to return, and I did not want to. There's just nothing in my system that would like to return to this planet because it's so beautiful there. And I've experienced earth anyway. But he said, the comforting words he gave me was, "You belong here anyway, and your work is not finished yet." That was the only reason. Those 2 things he gave me were the only reasons why I was encouraged to come back. But I think what has changed, Pastor, is this. He gave me 2 portfolios that I need to focus on. Number one, he said, "Teach my people to be regal." The second part is that he said, "Teach my people to observe righteousness."
Please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or at LittleDevotional.com.